Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reshuffle, Who Wins When AI Restacks the Knowledge Economy by Sangeet Paul. Chowdhury examines how artificial intelligence is reorganizing the way knowledge is produced, distributed, and monetized. Rather than treating AI as a single product category, the book frames it as an economic force that rearranges value chains across research, software, media, professional services, and education. Chowdhury, known for his work on platforms and business model strategy, focuses on who captures value when tasks once performed by experts get decomposed, automated, or recombined by AI systems. The central idea is that AI changes the architecture of work and markets by shifting what is scarce, what is abundant, and what becomes defensible. Readers are guided to think in terms of layers, intermediaries, data advantage, and distribution power, not just model performance. The book is aimed at decision makers who need a map of the emerging knowledge economy and practical ways to position products, teams, and careers within it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the restacking of the knowledge economy. A core theme is that AI does not merely speed up existing workflows, it changes the stack of activities that turn information into decisions and outcomes. In traditional knowledge work, value often sits with credentialed experts, established firms, and specialized tools that control access to methods and distribution. When AI systems can generate drafts, analyses, code, or recommendations at scale, parts of that stack become commoditized while new bottlenecks emerge elsewhere. The book explores how tasks split into smaller modules that can be automated, supervised, or packaged as services, and how this alters pricing power. It encourages readers to identify which layers are becoming cheaper and which are becoming more valuable, such as proprietary data, evaluation and governance, trusted distribution, and integration into business processes. This restacking perspective helps explain why some incumbents may lose leverage even if they adopt AI quickly, while new entrants can win by owning a key layer or by orchestrating multiple layers. The outcome is a reshuffled map of winners defined by control points in the stack, not by job titles or industry labels. Secondly, where value concentrates, data, distribution, and decision rights, the book emphasizes that AI pushes competition toward a few durable advantages that are harder to replicate than model access. One is data advantage, not just having more data, but having the right data tied to feedback loops and real-world outcomes. Another is distribution advantage, the ability to reach users at the moment of need through a workflow, platform, marketplace, or trusted brand. A third is decision rights, meaning who is accountable for outcomes and therefore controls the final call, whether in medicine, finance, hiring, or product design. These forces determine who can capture margin when AI outputs become abundant. Chowdhury highlights how AI can turn certain products into features, while turning certain features into products, depending on who controls the interface and the customer relationship. He also points to the importance of integration and switching costs, since organizations will favor solutions that fit compliance, security, and process requirements. This topic equips readers to evaluate strategies like building proprietary datasets, embedding AI into existing distribution channels, and designing governance mechanisms that increase trust and adoption. Thirdly, the new intermediaries and the fate of traditional experts. As AI systems become capable of performing portions of expert work, the market does not simply eliminate intermediaries, it often creates new ones. The book analyzes how AI can unbundle expertise into components such as diagnosis, explanation, documentation, and follow-up, and how each component may be handled by different tools and service providers. This creates opportunities for orchestration layers that manage prompts, evaluations, guardrails, audit trails, and handoffs to humans. Traditional experts may see routine tasks automated, but they can remain central by shifting toward oversight, exception handling, relationship building, and accountability for outcomes. Chowdhury encourages readers to think about how credibility is maintained when AI contributes to knowledge production, and how trust can migrate from individuals to systems or to institutions that certify processes. The topic also examines how professional services firms, publishers, and education providers may need to redesign offerings, moving from selling time or content to selling outcomes, continuous support, and risk management. The winners are often those who redesign their role around system stewardship rather than pure information delivery. Fourthly, product and business model design. In an AI-shaped market, the book frames AI adoption as a business model challenge more than a technology upgrade. When outputs become cheap, differentiation shifts to experience, reliability, and fit within organizational workflows. This topic explores how companies can choose between positioning AI as an assistant, a co-pilot, a fully automated agent, or an infrastructure layer. Each choice implies different pricing, liability, and customer success requirements. Chowdhury focuses on the importance of defining the unit of value, whether it is time saved, errors reduced, revenue created, or compliance risk lowered. He also discusses defensibility, warning that many AI features are easily replicated, so leaders must design moats through data flywheels, distribution partnerships, ecosystem strategies, and tight integration with customer systems. Another key idea is that AI can shift cost structures, making experimentation and personalization cheaper, while raising the cost of governance and monitoring. Readers learn to evaluate when to build, buy, or partner, and how to avoid being trapped as a thin wrapper by owning a critical part of the value chain that customers cannot easily replace. Lastly, strategy for individuals, careers, skills, and leverage in the reshuffle. Beyond organizations, the book addresses what the reshuffle means for individual careers in the knowledge economy. As AI handles more drafting, searching, summarizing, and routine analysis, the premium grows on skills that shape problems and evaluate outcomes. This includes domain judgment, goal setting, systems thinking, and the ability to work across stakeholders to turn insights into decisions. Chowdhury encourages readers to build leverage by becoming fluent in the new stack, understanding how AI tools plug into workflows, where risks arise, and how quality is verified. Another emphasis is reputation and trust, since AI can flood markets with content and solutions, making credibility and proven outcomes more important. Individuals can differentiate by owning a niche, developing a track record of measurable impact, and learning to orchestrate AI rather than compete with it at the level of raw output. The topic also points to opportunities in emerging roles, such as AI operations, evaluation, governance, and productization of expertise. The overall message is that adaptability, strategic positioning, and accountability for outcomes will matter more than the ability to produce information quickly. In conclusion, this book is best suited for founders, product leaders, executives, investors, consultants, and ambitious knowledge workers who need a strategic lens on how AI changes market structure. Readers who already understand that AI is more than a productivity tool will gain the most, because the book focuses on second-order effects, shifting bargaining power, new intermediaries, and changing sources of defensibility. The practical benefit is a clearer way to make decisions about where to invest time and resources, whether that means building proprietary data loops, securing distribution, redesigning services around outcomes, or creating governance that enables adoption. On a personal level, it helps readers plan skills and career moves around leverage, credibility, and decision-making rather than volume of output. Compared to many AI books that emphasize model capabilities or generic future of work predictions, Reshuffle stands out by treating AI as an economic restacking problem and by highlighting the mechanisms that determine who captures value. That focus makes it worth buying for anyone who wants not just to use AI, but to understand where sustainable advantage will come from as the knowledge economy reorganizes. If you would like to support Sanghi Paul Chowdhury, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.